Good morning. 7:43 a.m. on a terribly cold morning on October the 12th, 2015. Yeah, I'm I debated whether or not to make the walk today, and I wish, frankly, that I had worn a better hat. Most of me is pretty warm. I've got the gloves. But, yeah, it's chilly. Got the gloves, got the parka. My legs are warm enough, so on we go. It's just as close to finish the loop as it is to go back at this point, so I have passed what we call the point of no return. But in fact, what I am doing is returning. The sidewalks are just a tad treacherous. The snow yesterday has largely melted. Most of the people, there's a couple of places, but most of the people have satisfied the city's ordinance about shoveling sidewalks. There's a couple of road frontages where the homeowners association hasn't gotten out there, but for the most part they've been shoveled. Yesterday afternoon was mid-40s, low-50s, so a lot of water moving, and some of that water flowed across sidewalks, leaving little rivers of ice where you don't expect them necessarily. So it's a bit... I'm watching my footing here. It would not do to fall. So today is early day. Today's the day where I had to drop the kid off at 7:15. I have to pick her up a little bit later. She has to make up a test from a day she missed last week. So 11:30 pickup time today. Which gives me, given that it's not even quite 8 o'clock yet, it gives me a nice morning that with a little bit of luck, a little bit of focus, neither of which I've had a whole lot of lately, I should be able to get into the story this morning. And this afternoon, the whole family, except me, is going down for an overnight in Denver to see the Lion King on stage. So it should be exciting for them. I can't tell you how exciting it is for me. And my goal for the day is to gain enough focus to be able to immerse myself in the story and write and write and write. I'm going to take a break at dinner time and take myself out to dinner. I don't know quite what. I have a hankering for Chinese food. My favorite Oriental buffet is under new management, and I'm not terribly thrilled with their selections these days. There's also a reasonably good steakhouse right nearby. I could go over and get a steak. I'm drooling. Thinking about food. I've already had breakfast. While I was feeding the kid, I got breakfast for myself. I don't have to. The only thing I might have to do this morning is make a pot of coffee. We've had trouble yesterday with... Yesterday was one of those, oh my God, we're going out of town, what are we going to do days? When, for me, that's sort of like, okay, throw a couple of pairs of underwear, extra shirt, into a bag, off we go. But they're going to be gone really less than 24 hours. And so, packing a bag is almost overkill. But I don't know. Then we had to deal with the car because the van's driver's side tire in the front keeps going slack. And it was beginning to look slack again. And so I took the car and took it to the garage. I spent some of yesterday afternoon at the garage waiting there for them to find out whether or not it was a faulty tire or what. Turns out to be a loose seam where the tire and the rim came together. So they remounted the tire, sealed the seam, and reinflated it. Everything seems to be fine. So one less distraction, one less thing for me to worry about, one less problem for me to cope with today in terms of keeping people around me calm enough that they're not interrupting what tenuous grip I have on my focus. With any luck, I'd be able to trigger flow. With any luck, I'll be able to trigger that side effect of ADD that puts me into the story to the exclusion of considering anything else, and off we go. That's the theory. Whether it works or not, I don't know, but that's what I'm hoping is going to happen today. We have cars everywhere here. Car stopped at the stop sign, but not moving. Turning down the street that I just crossed. I would have waited for them if they had put on their blinker light, but they didn't, so. Tough. They had to wait for me. So that's where we are today. I'm 28,500 words into this story. And I think I've got some plates spinning here in terms of plot. I need to pick one or two and follow them. The problem is that I've just written them into a closet. And what I get to do now is figure out how to pick out which of the threads I want to bring to the front. And I'm not 100% sure. There's a certain reality to toehold space that I'm having to demonstrate without commenting on, and because I don't have anybody who in toehold space would recognize it as somehow different or remarkable. And so what I'm having to do is stay tight in the point of view, and people who know Ishmael Wong's stories are going to go, "What the hell?" And they're going to say, "Oh, well, he's just forgotten this or forgotten that." No. It's like the people in the reviews who complain about the choppy writing at the beginning of Ashes. Yes. Yes. Maybe I didn't execute it well, but it's on purpose. It's not a function of sloppy. It's not a function of getting my writing under control later in the book. It's a function of being so tightly into Ishmael's head. The fragmentation is, at least that's my story. I don't know if I've actually executed it. But my goal was to make the first part of that book rather fractured, rather broken up, rather choppy, rather off balance, rather running parallel to Ishmael Wong's emotional state. And when it smooths out, it's when Ishmael smooths out. It smooths out a little bit in advance as Ishmael levels off a bit. And that's the plan. That was the intent. was to be so closely linked into Ishmael's brain that the story told through Ishmael's voice reflects his emotional condition, which at the beginning of Ashes is very, monk post, very tenuous. He's moving, he's making some good decisions, he's making them on the basis of intellectual decision making rather than any kind of emotional response. He's acting very much as almost an automaton, almost as taking the meta view of himself and manipulating himself into positions that he believes will help him, even though he has no emotional expectation, which I think is how it's one of the tools that I use. It's one of the things that I do in dealing with, or try to do. It's very difficult that I try to do in dealing with my own mental health, and that's, okay, take a step back. In many ways, disassociate myself from me. And if I were telling somebody what I think they should do that. It doesn't always work, and it's not very effective because it's very difficult to maintain that level of meta view. It's very difficult to maintain that level of disconnection. Good morning. Good morning. So I don't always do it very well myself. It was much easier to do with Ishmael. But it's part of the story. It's like, why, and I have a lot of people who complain about ownership because, not necessarily about the ending, although a lot of people complain about the ending too, but the writing is choppy. The writing is, Ishmael is completely off balance. Ishmael is, the things he faces are hitting him out of left field. One of the latest reviews was that they hated the ending because it was Deus Ex. That it felt to them like it was something that I pulled out of my hip pocket, but it wasn't. It really wasn't. It was actually an artifact. The reason that it looks like that is that it's an artifact of the first person POV. I cheated it as it was by having Kurt meet up with Ishmael and the crew at Fred's place and at dinner explain what happened in the aftermath. The news reports about the arrest of Simpson. William Simpson, not Wallace Simpson. I keep wanting to call him Wallace Simpson, but Wallace Simpson is somebody else. And maybe I didn't do as good a job as I had hoped. That's as far as I'm willing to go with that. It's a reasonable critique. But to suspect that book happened by accident, that those forces came together arbitrarily, would be to actually miss the point. And it may be that it's just obscure. It may be that it's just abstruse. It may be that I just didn't do a good enough job telling that story. The backlash of her death is still has the power to reach out and just shake people by the throat, which on the one hand is a kind of a compliment. On the other hand, painful. Looking back now at the ending of ownership and Ishmael's response to it, I'm glad I wrote that before I had to deal with my sister's death. Because in a lot of ways it sort of helped, it sort of prepped me a little bit. Nothing can really help, nothing can really prepare you for that, I don't think. But going forward, I'm, you know, when I look at my own responses, my own reactions, and granted, my sister was not my lover, and all the rest of things, the rest of the baggage that Ishmael has to deal with. But it still helped me to kind of cope. So yeah, I'm really glad that people picked up on the fact that the writing at the beginning of Ashes is choppy, is uneven. Because that's Ishmael, is choppy and uneven. He doesn't really know. He's going through some motions. And it's not until much, much later when he actually gets aboard the Chernyakhova and has to face up to his other set of demons. That he really begins to heal. He really begins to start piecing his life back together again. Even though he's now probably got another unhealthy obsession that he's dealing with. Which is the unhealthy obsession that's going to take him forward through the next two books. And which people are going to be just as upset about. I'm pretty sure they're going to be just as upset about book three as they are on a share by Darkness Forged. The sun feels good. I'm almost back. The sun feels good on my back. It's still low in the sky. It's a gorgeous morning. Pretty blue. Really blue. Blue, blue, blue sky. There's pretty much no wind. I can hear the traffic all the way over on the bypass. I can hear chickadees way off in the distance. Wow, that's pretty amazing. They have to be way off in the distance because there's no cover for chickadees anywhere near me. So my sidewalks are shoveled, my driveway is shoveled. Wife and kids are going away this afternoon. Sprinkler system is winterized, we don't have anything to worry about with that. Nothing between now and Thanksgiving, except trying to finish this book. But for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.